Good morning and welcome to BVTV. We just left behind us a very eventful week. Aside from Halloween, the three biggest stories in the market were the nomination of Powell as the new Fed chair, the first rate hike in a decade by the Bank of England, and some more clarity around US tax reform. The nomination of Powell was very well priced in by the market. Powell is considered to be a sort of Yellen take two, so likely to give some continuity to the current monetary policy. On the other hand, the rate hike by the Bank of England was somehow more surprising. The market was certainly expecting the Bank of England to hike, but Carney delivered a very dovish hike as he highlighted the UK economy is still very fragile given the uncertainty around Brexit. So there is a good chance that last week's rate hike was just a one-and-done hike and not the beginning of a hiking cycle. The decision to hike rates, though, was not unanimous, as two of the most experienced members of the committee voted to keep rates unchanged. Also, there are very different views amongst economists about the recent Bank of England decision. Is hiking rates at this point in time a monetary policy mistake or not? There are very good arguments for both sides. But rather than focusing too much on this fascinating debate, it is probably more useful to understand what impact this rate rise may actually have on the real economy. When it comes to rising rates, one of the key elements to consider is the increase in mortgage costs. If you have a variable mortgage, an increase in central bank's rates will automatically translate into a higher monthly repayment. This is not the case if you have a fixed rate mortgage. The UK economy typically has a relatively high percentage of people with a variable mortgage debt, in contrast to an economy like the US one, where the proportion of fixed rate mortgages is generally very high. So a rate increase would have a bigger impact in the UK than it would have in the US. Over the last few years, though, things have been changing in the UK. The proportion of UK households that have a mortgage has declined from 35% in 2000 to 24% today. And in particular, the proportion of variable mortgages has decreased from about 70% to less than 45%. According to research from the Resolution Foundation, this means that only 11% of UK families have variable rate mortgages today, and that if you spread the cost across all mortgage holders, the average repayment increase would be just £2.50 a month. So maybe the Bank of England was wrong to hike rates, but the good news is that this 25 basis point increase in rates is unlikely to have a significant impact on the UK economy. Turning back to the US, last week we finally had some more clarity with regards to the proposed tax reform, as Republicans released a first draft of their tax reform bill. This bill would cut the corporate tax rate from the current 35% to 20%. And impose a 12% tax on offshore cash piles. It's still at relatively early stage, but now the likelihood of tax reform being implemented is moving closer to becoming a reality. So let's take a look at how companies are going to be impacted by this reform, and particularly who is going to benefit the most. Companies in heavily taxed sectors such as telecommunication, energy, and media are probably going to benefit the most, while companies in lower tax rate sectors such as technology, pharma and healthcare would benefit much less. But a more detailed analysis has been provided by Goldman Sachs. They examined the combined potential impact of a partial reduction of the interest expense deductibility and full expensing of CapEx. The key takeaway from this chart is that companies on the bottom right of the chart are likely to benefit the most, while the companies in the top left would benefit much less given their relatively high interest expenses and low capital expenditures, in addition to their relatively lower tax rates. Moving on, we are expecting a much quieter week this week on the data release front, and markets will likely spend more time digesting the impact of all the developments from last week that we've just discussed. Although, keep an eye on Venezuela, as Maduro announced he is planning to restructure all foreign debt. The decision came earlier than expected, and so far the announcement raised more questions than answers. Well, this is it from my side. Thanks for tuning in and have a nice day.